Another audio problem? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The vice presidential debate between Tim Kaine and Mike Pence last night was actually very reassuring. They were so calm and collected. They reminded me of those happy people on the Cymbalta commercials. But I noticed what may have been another microphone problem. I noticed it during the very first question, which was, what makes you ready to be president if necessary?
What about your qualities equip you to step into that role at a moment's notice?
Senator Kaine answered,
65 years ago, a young, courageous woman led a walkout of her high school, Moton High School.
It's like he didn't hear the question. He starts talking about the civil rights movement. Then it's Governor Pence's turn to say what makes him qualified. Here he is about a minute into his answer.
I'm a small town boy from a place not too different from Farmville. I grew up with a cornfield in my backyard.
That's very nice, but so what? And it kept happening. Like when moderator Elaine Quijano noted the recent attacks by homegrown terrorists living here legally.
What specific tools would you use to prevent those kinds of attacks?
Pence's answer.
Donald Trump and I are committed to suspending the Syrian refugee program.
She didn't ask about Syrians, but of course, Tim Kaine had to respond to the answer that had nothing to do with the question.
We want to keep people out if they're dangerous. Donald Trump said keep them out if they're Muslim.
It's like when I come home and I say, what should we have for dinner? And my wife answers, your clothes are on the floor. That's the real problem with this campaign. None of us can hear each other. Is this thing working? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.